Hey guys, how you doing? I'm a little stressed out this week. I got my Comedy Central recording tomorrow night. I'm taping my special over the weekend. I'm hoping all of this goes well. I'm hoping that people actually watch these things, sign up for my email list or my text alert to watch these things. Thank you for supporting me. A moment of gratitude. I never would have gotten here without you. I'm writing about this in my latest newsletter. So thank you. I really, really appreciate it. And we have a great returning guest on this week, Jess Henderson, a friend of mine, a really talented comedian, runs a show, I think called Slumber Party at Union Hall every month. I've done it. It's fantastic. Jess gets into healing from a relationship that we heard about on the last episode and bringing what you've learned into your next dating experiences, whether that's meeting someone new that you're casually dating or time alone or your next big relationship. It's a really, really good, vulnerable episode, but it's also a great comedy episode because Jess is such a talented comedian. We also get into a discussion about some really positive sexual experiences with bisexuals, and we like pondered why they were so hot. And I just want all the lesbians and gay men out there to know that you guys are awesome at sex too. These were just personal opinions. Don't come for me. I'm a lesbian. I think I'm pretty good at sex, but for me, don't cancel me. Everyone is good at sex and everyone is valid. Tampa, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, upstate New York, Buffalo, Rochester, Austin, Nashville, the Pacific Northwest, Vancouver, Portland, and Seattle. So many places. Please just put your zip code in. None of us like this. Oh, and patreon.com/WHGS. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. I'm very proud of us. Enjoy the episode. Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix. And you can too if you go over and take their little quiz, their 2-minute quiz. It's going to match you with the perfect mattress for you. And you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HelixPartner20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Oh, breakup time story. So it was hard for me in intimate relationships because I would be so concerned that my concerns would eventually become too much or my needs would become too much. So I was not good at like having needs in a relationship. Mm. It did suck. I am grateful and I am respectfully like, fuck you. Respectfully.
Well, thanks for being back. You are now obviously so famous that you need to be incognito during the recording.
Yeah, really, I just wanted to be like Tim's. Do you know who Tim's is?
No.
Okay. Wow. Well, Tim's is an artist. She's an amazing artist, and every picture of her, she's always wearing like glasses.
What kind of
like
artist? Musician.
Yeah, musician.
Figured, yeah. I'm really bad at pop culture.
Oh.
Like, you could name, I think if you named 10 artists, like, musicians, unless they were all, like, the biggest, like, they have to be, like, Taylor Swift.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
But like, same, even, I didn't know who Bad Bunny was, and it was, like, really embarrassing, because if you look at my music.
He's actually, I think, technically the biggest artist of all time. He broke some record or something.
Oh, that's for insane. Real?
Yeah. Bad Bunny, he's it.
It's, like, music in particular, amazing. But I'm, like, under such a rock, because I have, like, the artists I listened to in, like, 2009. I made like a nostalgia playlist and that's like all I listen to. Like I'm really not up to date on like, cause I don't have a radio either.
Who? Okay. Well, no, relax.
Literally
on the radio
no
bit.
One else has a radio.
Literally we have Spotify and we're clicking on the Discovery playlist.
Yeah.
But what are your nostalgia 2009
it's
bands?
It's like really embarrassing.
No, it's not.
It's like My Chemical Romance, Blink-182.
I definitely was doing that. I definitely was doing that. Fall Out Boy.
Paramore. Yeah.
Don't talk. Paramore is for us, by us. Paramore is for black people. I don't care what anyone says. Paramore is officially
expand.
FUBU. Paramore
is FUBU.
FUBU, for us, by us. Paramore is a part of the black canon. I cannot explain it. If you talk to any alt black kid, we all were listening to Paramore. Paramore is gospel. I love her. I love, I.
But there is like a content. So like I
love her.
I have no connection to this community whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. To the black community.
Paramore fans.
to any but Paramore fans is the black community. We just found that out. Yeah, so no. Yes, one in the
keep
same.
Up, keep
no,
up.
No, no, no. Like the black nerdy community. Like, oh. But it is like a huge thing. It's like a huge, like the, yeah. There's a lot of. Well,
I think it's just not, unfortunately, not represented.
Yeah.
Like there's only, I think a lot of people feel like the black experience is like monolithic. Don't say words you can't spell, but I tried it out and I think I said it right.
You did say it right.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Wow. Smart. there's all different flavors. I don't know. There's
well,
all
of
different
course,
flavors.
Were
you a scene kid, like Paramore?
I was a scene kid. I liked AFI. I was going, that's like a deep cut.
I don't even know if AFI.
I've heard of AFI.
AFI was like when you were going to Hot Topic and you were getting like alt bands.
Were you a Hot Topic kid?
Yes, I was a Hot Topic kid.
I was a huge Hot Topic kid.
Yeah.
I was a huge Hot Topic kid and I got like I guess slight trigger warning for this for the audience, but I got like those bracelets that like I would cover my bracelets like halfway down my arm.
The jelly ones?
Yeah, but I think my parents thought I was like cutting myself.
Because yourself like, are giving blowjobs. That was a thing.
Yeah,
was that,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
The different kinds
they had different meaning.
Oh my God. Okay, so I probably had a reputation I didn't even know because I was wearing so many bracelets and I was just like, aren't
you
these cool
know
bracelets?
Were you watching, was it Skins or... Degrassi that explained the bracelet
I don't
thing.
Remember, but I do think people were probably like, yo, Maddie Fox, I had no idea. Yo, Maddie Fox. Also,
all these bracelets and a Tamagotchi, and they're like, wow, I guess
please don't talk to me about
dick.
My Tamagotchis.
You
oh my
what?
God. I was invested in my Tamagotchis. I had like five.
We would wear them like on like a lanyard on a keychain, and you'd have like a ecosystem of them. Mm-hmm. And then when they got Wi-Fi, they could like go play with each other, but people would carry like a community.
Of Tamagotchis.
Of just like Tamagotchis and their shit just stacked up around the.
But did you hang out with the, like where you went to school, did you feel like you were like part, because the thing is like
were
you with the white nerds or were you with the black nerds? You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like where I went to school, the black nerd was a very isolated experience.
Yes. So I am a military kid. So I was already isolated because I was like kind of new.
Yeah.
And when I moved to Florida, where we stayed the longest, I went to public school for like 2 weeks and like discovered what the N-word was. I had like never heard it.
Oh,
and then my parents were like, okay. So then they put me they put my brother and I into like a Christian private school where there's only 18 kids and I was like the only black
18
kid.
18 kids?
Yeah. My
in the whole school?
In my class.
Yeah.
In my
class, graduating class of 18.
Yeah, when I graduated from eighth grade, I think there was 12 of us.
So you were the black representation.
Oh,
for
100%,
the
100%.
They were like, all black people love Hot Topic.
Yeah. Well, they were like, no, unfortunately they weren't. They were like, you are so weird. You don't act black at all.
Right, right.
And I was like, so okay.
Wow, 12
and then when I and then when I got to high school, I just hung out with everybody. Like when I got to high school, I stopped giving a fuck. I was a theater kid.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
Wow, I was also a theater kid. Like this is crazy because I feel like we went through similar
trajectories.
I also love that we haven't explained your outfit yet. And I no. I almost
this is just me now, everybody.
No. I don't
Maddie decided on their gender and it's she, her from now on. That was the last time I will ever use they, them for you.
I was in a little silly phase.
Oh, could you imagine?
Oh my God. Such so a funny. Silly Billy. It's so, so nice to finally have a woman on this podcast with me.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, God, this was in my contract to stay on the podcast.
Wow.
We just needed more cis representation. Yeah, that's what we needed.
When I was calling myself they, them, the they was H and M. That's what the they was. And now we're here. We've arrived.
Wow, so fast.
My voice is changing because I'm like wearing this.
Do you feel like you're pitching up or pitching down?
I'm pitching up a little bit.
Okay.
Although I love that. I think I have a kind of deep voice. That
yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
Are you doing a fake deep voice?
And I was like, I can't say this and make eye contact with you, but you do kind of have like a sexy voice.
actually look at the other.
No, facts. Any queer person with a deep voice, I'm always like. I met Sabrina Jalice. Is that how you say her last name?
Yeah, I think so.
I met her. She did a show at Union Hall, and I did not expect her voice to be so deep. Mm. And I was like, she was like, "Hey, I'm Sabrina." I was like, "Hi." I was like, "Hi, Jess. The musical theater, a theater kid in me was, and I immediately text my manager who also represents her. Represents her.
Very cool.
And I was like, how dare you not tell me she was that hot and had a deep voice. Like you,
that's so funny. Texting your manager, hey, I see you rep them. Can you help me fuck them? Like,
no. Nope. So- okay, wait, hold on. No, no, no. She's fully married. And
nope, that's what you said. And
she's fully married and they have a beautiful child, but she's very attractive.
Yeah, but there is like, there is something funny about something so specific about, but why didn't you tell me that Sabrina had a deep voice? Like, that, to like, your manager, and they're like, well, how is this related
I know,
to your
how
spot
unprofessional.
Tonight?
How unprofessional. 10 o'clock at night, your client's like, hey, she could have let me know about a deep voice. Don't let me know about any callbacks, any contracts, deep voice.
I am very lucky. I feel very fortunate to be this type of gay and have my voice. It feels very nice when things line up in that way.
Line up with your brand?
Yeah.
Like once your cap is on. Sorry, that was a vocal warm up.
This is actually like, what I sound like without the hat off. When I take my hat off, I just kind of talk up here.
You come? What was that?
My hat is off.
Ew.
My hat is off right now.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys.
Can we talk about that? Have you bedded people that sound like that?
No, God, no.
Okay.
No.
What would you do?
I guess I've had. Yeah, I'd be lying. I think I've had some loud. Whenever someone gets loud.
Not loud, but like.
No, I've not had quite the male gaze of the voice.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But when people get loud, I actually feel quite flattered. I don't know whether or not they're.
I wasn't talking anything about volume. I'm talking about pitch.
Yeah.
Important part of podcast lore is that I'm a gay virgin, so I'm bi, but I've only ever been with men. Which,
okay,
like,
wow.
I'm so sorry, everybody, and I'll put a quarter in the jar for every day I don't eat pussy.
Wow.
But
wow, I have to.
Yeah, put them back on, definitely. Let's establish who's top dog in here.
Yeah,
right? You might have the dress on, but you're still a virgin. Okay, don't you fucking forget it. You might be hanging out with Nikki Glaser tonight at a fashion show. That's what it is.
Oh my god,
am I allowed to say that?
I don't think it matters. Yeah, I think it's okay.
Yeah, okay, but you remember that whole time you have not eaten pussy yet.
Oh my god, maybe you will tonight.
That would be huge.
I am. Not me circling my mouth after talking about
eating
pussy.
Like, go on.
I like part of my magic is spoken like manifestation. So if I said it, it could happen very soon. We're going to eat pussy. Wait, are we available to eat pussy soon?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, it's happening.
Maddie's calendar is totally clear.
Okay.
See, that's the thing. That people are like, oh, happen. You haven't been with women? Is it internalized misogyny? I'm like, no, it's because I don't fuck a lot. Like, I also haven't slept with a guy in 2 years. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm just not getting action right now.
For me, it's mind your fucking business. Are you going to fuck me? So no, we don't need to talk about what I'm doing.
All right, I guess
mind your
I'll
business.
Just,
mind your business. I don't like that. I don't like the, I mean, I don't know. I'm saying, we get a little gatekeepy, I feel like in the community. And there are so many other things that we could be dismantling other than like, have you eaten pussy and can you say you're gay yet?
Yes. But we're in the apartment. We're having gay sex. Because we did not do this at all.
Oh.
We're having gay sex with Jess Henderson today. Comedian, actor, writer, just kind of performer in general.
Yeah, doing it all.
I would say you've got a monthly show at Union Hall here in New York. But you're also like... You're on the verge. It's going to happen any day.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
You've worked on a lot of, like, I feel like part of comedy is you get a lot of, like, almost, and something pops off. And you've been, like, very close, I feel like, on several occasions. So
yeah, I mean, I did Shrill, and that was great. And then I did that TV pilot, but it didn't go. But it made me great friends with Samantha Irby. Like, I fucking love her. She's gotten me a lot of opportunities. And... introduce me to really cool people. So
yeah, you're fantastic. You're so funny. You've done my show. You've done this podcast before. Go back and listen to that episode. Oh fuck, I need a pun. You're all femme today. Oh my god. And then as always, we have the hall monitor to keep me from getting canceled. Don't you dare try and dress like one of the popular girls. I know what you are. Liar! You can't sit with us! It's Maddie Wiener!
Usually Maddie. It's like a fake bullying thing, but that was like biblically evil. That was like, I see into your soul. I know who you are.
Oh, wait, I didn't say who I am. Ashley Gavin, cis white gay woman, she, her pronouns. We're going to come around to you in a moment. We'll do Maddie in a second. Sign up for my fucking text list, you piece of shit.
Whoa, please.
It's like a whole, it's like a dom mommy thing that they're really into.
No, I believe it.
Do your thing.
I'm Maddie. She, they, still there.
I don't know.
She, they pronouns. I don't know. Gender fluid, bi, something. Just put it all in a blender. That's where I'm at.
You're looking very Renaissance fair today.
Thank you for saying that.
Okay.
If I'm femme, I want it to be like a weird, like a little like woodland fairy. Do you know what I mean?
Braids.
Yeah.
Like big old little turkey leg. What?
Yeah. Turkey leg moment.
I went to the Renaissance fair when I was a kid and I got a headband that I wore for about 10 years.
You don't
years.
Have to
I was
going to
ask you if
this.
You were going
to
get a headband.
I had one and I don't know where it is and I loved it so much. It was from a Renaissance fair in North Carolina. Anyway,
are you from North Carolina?
Yeah.
My mom's from Asheville.
No way. Okay. Oh my God. I lived like in Chapel Hill, like 3 hours from there.
I know that. And my best friend went to Chapel Hill.
Okay.
MFA, Chapel Hill.
Wow. That's like right where I grew up.
Okay. Doot, doot.
That's crazy.
Do you mind introducing yourself in the similar, anything you want them to know about you, basically?
Oh, I'm Jess. She, they, I love plants. I'm all the things that you said earlier. And that's all.
Yeah, I'm a comedian. Did you say she, they?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not sure that I was aware of that.
Oh, it might be new. It might be new.
It could be new.
It might be new. I really am about the they right now. I feel like not to like move to Brooklyn and then be like they. But I keep she for me because it's, I am always going to be a Black woman, like no matter what. And that experience is not even, the Black female experience isn't even part of what I would say is, like, we've never fit into what is the definition of femininity anyways. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
So it's just, yeah, that's why she, they, that's why I haven't dropped the she, because it's like, we'll always be a Black woman and we'll always have that experience.
That
I
makes
guess
sense
I would
to me.
Say more that I like stem or like stud is what I am like becoming and feel in.
Okay. Well, you are in a jumpsuit, so you definitely have the uniform on for sure.
I am in a jumpsuit and I did lock my hair.
And I like the, what kind of shells are those?
Cowrie.
It's like a very much like a,
I did.
It has like a kind of a,
so I am half Jamaican and I did move to the Little Caribbean in Brooklyn and I was like, okay, now it's time to level up.
I like the sound effect.
I was like, sorry, I've been playing Mario on my
Which
Switch.
One?
The 64 one.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I'm doing this thing where I'm like feeding my inner child. Yeah. I used to sit on Saturdays.
Mario 64 is like maybe the best game of
I know.
All time.
It was so,
it's way up there.
I'm getting a little overwhelmed, so I have to like back out of it sometimes because I never really played it. I would sit
you
on
were
the
young.
Couch. Yeah, I was young and I would sit on the couch and watch my brother play it.
Got it.
So I'm not as like good at it.
You're going to get good at it.
I know. I've been practicing.
We do a lot of video game talk when you're on.
Oh.
We did Animal Crossing talk
last
time.
Oh, I'm still on that shit.
Do you play Super Monkey Ball on the Switch?
No, what's
you
that?
You love Super Monkey Ball.
I fucking
this is,
love it.
This is a gay sex podcast
slash Super
Monkey
Ball. I thought you were going to say Fortnite. I was about to lose my mind.
You said what?
I thought you were going to say Fortnite.
I've never played Fortnite.
Fucking love it.
Do not like Fortnite?
I hate, why would I want to be an active shooter? Tell me in today's America, like what the fuck is that? I tried to play Fortnite. Not to be on another rant, I ranted on show about Fortnite, but like, here's the thing about Fortnite that is so fucking offensive.
The glasses are off.
They are off.
First of all, there's like a 20-minute before video where you see there's like different worlds and something has happened and they've been split into different leagues and dick-a-lick, blah, 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 blah. It's irrelevant to the game. It doesn't ever come back up. And then they did all these graphics to make the nature look amazing and the water look amazing. And so I was trying to like go and look at the trees and the water.
And very Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
As your first problem.
Instantly people were shooting at me. instantly people were shooting at me. Like
you want a nature moment.
Yeah, it's like
if you're going to put it there, let's
have some
security. I
thought maybe in Fortnite you could be a bystander. And I was like, okay, I'll do that. I will like wander the worlds. These worlds that I learned about for 20 minutes. I'll wander and see different characters and they can shoot at each other and then I will be left alone.
Yeah.
Wrong.
No.
wrong.
Have you played Breath of the Wild, Zelda? That's a beautiful world where you can walk around and just experience the nature. Okay. Also, I can't believe that we're talking about touching grass in a video game.
I know. Let's unpack that. I do go to Prospect Park.
It is a game where you can like go to therapy with your dad. It's like with your virtual dad.
I do want to balance it out by saying I go to Prospect Park every single day because I live across the street and I go to the Botanical Gardens all the time.
Oh, I love Botanical Gardens.
What was I saying? Oh.
Fortnite
sucks.
Breath of the Wild.
Breakup time story. So in my last relationship,
we talked about your last relationship and you guys playing Animal Crossing together. Right. I don't know if you want this to be your story for today, because the way the podcast works, I don't know if you recall, I'm going to tell a gay sex story. I'm going to ask you if you've had gay sex this week, and then you can talk about whatever you want, and then we're going to go to Maddie.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I put my Switch down for a while after we broke up, but I have Breath of the Wild and it's unopened and I'm going to open it. I'm going to get super high, crack it open.
Well, let's get into the gay sex.
Gay sex.
Let's dive into it. I'm going to start a little timer.
Oh, that's my phone.
3:40. Okay. I know. I just okay. Checking that. You were like, get off my fucking phone. I have all of the sex that just started pouring in as soon as I put on this outfit. I put on this outfit and people just started sexting me.
How mad would you be if you opened my phone and it was all like Hinge notifications for women? And I was like, oh, sorry, I didn't mention it. Yeah.
Or all like Field.
That face. What?
I just realized Field is like a much more aggressive. Like that was heightened that.
Field is.
Yeah.
I can't be.
I heightened that.
Is Field a kink app or is it a queer app?
It's both.
It okay. is a place. It's the island of misfit toys. And I say that in a loving way. Like it's like, I think it's for everybody who's not looking for a traditional relationship.
Yeah. But some people are on there looking for a traditional relationship, but they also want to make sure that they're like compatible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kink
yeah.
Wise, kink wise. Like non-traditional relationships, like open relationships or polyamory, all that stuff.
Yeah.
All that stuff we do as annoying gays.
I gotta be honest. When I'm on there, I feel overwhelmed.
The thing I don't like about it is that the people that talk to me are too young.
You can't like filter them out?
Good to know. Good to know. I don't need it, but like
with age gap dating, it's like you can like there are
did you see me open my mouth to drink from the mic? Cuz I picked up the cup. I literally went
I mean, wow, I really hope you caught that.
We started getting on the track of bisexual. This is episode.
Oh, yeah, I'm very
curious. This episode is like gonna be, people are gonna come for me on this. The lesbians are gonna be fucking pissed at me. And I want to. The lesbians. I genuinely have had better sexual experiences with people who are pan or bisexual or just queer rather than like lesbian. Cause I've always, I have a problematic theory. The theory itself is not problematic.
Okay, let's say for the time being, we're in a safe space to work out this idea.
Yes. Thank you, Jess.
Okay.
We're working on a theory here.
Okay.
We have a lot of data.
Okay.
Between the two of us and kind of. And...
What do you, you know,
laugh out loud or the people at home are going to be like,
yeah,
stop
sorry, I was laughing.
Bullying
I was laughing, I was
Maddie.
Okay.
But I'm messing around. I don't even know if people, listener,
I hope
in.
Everyone gets that I'm like fine with it. Like, I think it's very funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
But so, you know, because I don't know. I feel like I've slept with a lot of people. I don't know what's a lot, but
okay.
I've slept with what feels like a fair amount of nothing, yeah. Not batshit, not like Wilt Chamberlain levels, you know?
What's Wilt Chamberlain levels?
Wilt Chamberlain was a basketball player, like known, there's no way it's true.
Oh, he said it was like thousands of women. Is it that guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said he slept with thousands of women, which the math was like.
Wow.
It was like really like not.
Three girls a day or something.
From way back. It's like he played in like the 70s.
Yikes. Three women a day.
I'm kind of pulling that out of my ass, but it was something where it was like.
If you looked into it, you'd be like, Wilt Chamberlain, come on. You are like one of the greatest basketball players of all time. You're clearly like a genius. Like you don't have to like flex like that.
Thousands is crazy.
Yeah.
That doesn't even seem, I don't think it's possible. Anyway.
Anyway, and I just have better experience with bisexual women. And I have a theory.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, we live in a society.
Good start.
That isn't always, there are some problematic systems in place, okay? I don't agree. I don't agree with them.
Yeah.
But some shit happens to people.
Yeah.
And it informs the way that we bang.
Oh, you're saying that there's a trauma difference?
When I have sex with women who've had a lot of sex with men or regular sex with men, they approach sex differently
mm-hmm.
than like lesbians who have not really had sex with men.
What is
and
the difference?
What's the difference? Is I this think, where you're worried about being problematic?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's the male gaze. I think it's like women who fuck men, they know the men are dumb. And they do their little, they do their feminine thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's part of the reason I'm scared to sleep with a woman because I know that's not going to work.
Oh, it fucking works, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. No, this is what I was saying. Maybe, so this is how it, this is how we reverse back out of it being problematic, is that it's not about the ways that women who sleep with men are like able to seduce a male gaze. It's about there is more of a willingness to honor and see your masculine side and appeal to your masculine
wow.
side,
which dude, might not thank be. Thank you for saving the, you got to get Whoa. On this level.
Yeah. I was going to take it a totally other direction.
Yeah, I think that's
funny, but not.
Good. I would say that
funny,
like.
Go the funny direction.
I was going to say, I'm saying this as someone who fucks men. I'm joking also.
Yes, yes, yeah. yes.
But there is like a, if you fuck, every time you fuck a man, maybe not when you're in a loving relationship, like I feel very safe in those. But if you're like having a one night stand, there is a thing in the back of your mind of like, hope I don't die. Like you gotta fuck so good because your life is on the line. So yeah. it's like, yeah, the people who fuck best are the ones who fuck with a gun to their head every time. Like, yeah.
Yeah, okay,
like,
wow,
I know
that
how
is...
to fuck my way out of a murder, dude.
But I think the biggest thing too,
like, of course.
Like, I mean, that is valid too. That is valid too. Like, I think we get stuck in trying to label everything as like good and bad, and it really is
You're
both.
So right. You're so
it
right.
It really is both. And I'm not saying that lesbians can't honor like oh. a masculinity, but from what you were specifically describing that you like about it, I'm like,
yeah.
that's like somebody really.
I will say I have no practice in it. Mm-hmm. I cannot do it. And if someone wanted me to fuck them that way, I would have to work on it. Mm-hmm. Like I would have to actively.
Fuck you what way?
Like if they wanted me to honor their masculinity.
What do you mean? Oh.
Like if I don't even. I
what do you mean? Oh, if you were the seducer?
Yeah, if I was like the femi.
Oh, if you were like Jaffa.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so horny for that part of Aladdin.
I was so horny for that part of Aladdin too. Yeah.
That one.
I was yeah. horny, but I was also like, Aladdin. Like, no, this is like.
I
don't
give a fuck about him. I was like, bitch, leave his ass, take them hot ass animals and go. Not me being attracted to the animals, but yeah.
The animals are attractive. It's a whole thing. Emma
yeah,
Willman.
Disney does sexy animals.
Do you know Emma Willman?
Yes.
Yeah, she has a hilarious joke about her first crush being Nala. And being, she's so
That's
fucking
so funny.
Go, if you're, we must credit Emma Willman for this. It's an incredible joke. Go follow Emma right now if you're laughing at this.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
She's done the podcast a few times, but she's like, I was more embarrassed that it was a girl than that it was a lion. It's such a good joke. It's so fantastic.
No,
and
I
so
didn't.
Relatable. So relatable.
There was something That's about so Nala's funny. Eyes for me too that I was like, what's good? Yeah, that was good. Oh God, yeah.
Well, going back into it, I just like there's like a certain, and I have what I would describe as boy brain when it comes to sex. Every woman that I've ever had sex with has noted it to me.
What's boy brain?
I have a specific dumb face that I make that I know that I can see the woman seeing it because she looks so self-satisfied. That she was able to mind control me with like her body and femininity.
That's
I
so
just
funny.
I go into a trance like
okay.
like I you know
yeah,
what
yeah,
the
yeah.
face I can't do the face on the podcast.
Yeah,
can
yeah,
I
yeah.
have some privacy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't
yeah, yeah.
All right. It's like a very I don't even know if I can get there.
You go from like ha ha.
Yeah, exactly. And it's quick.
Yeah.
It's like when a cartoon character in a cartoon sees a cake. And,
yeah.
and they're like behind the glass, like looking at the cake.
Yeah.
You know, that's
yeah, yeah,
how
yeah,
I
yeah.
would describe it. And I've not that it's exclusive, but I've noticed that you know, gender roles, whatever, take the actual genitalia and bodies out of it. I'm just attracted to that feminine energy. You know what I mean? And I just find it like so, and they have mind control. Women have mind control. They do. They look at you in this very specific way, and then they catch you. They get you to do the thing.
Okay,
they,
wow. That's
no, I'm serious.
That's so funny. I don't know. I'm more of the mind, like once I get to know you.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Like that's what gets you interested in somebody?
And that's what gets me horny for
me too.
Somebody.
And I'm like, not to be like, oh, I'm a sapiosexual, but I'm like, genuinely, if somebody is like smart and funny and I get to know them really well, that's the only way that I'm like really into them. And
for
I'm
sure.
also physically attracted to them.
For sure. Yeah. I've definitely gone on dates with physically attractive people that I was
and
like,
been like,
there's
meep,
nothing.
Meep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I want so badly to be attracted to you. I think I've told this story on the podcast. Maybe I haven't, but I was at a comedy club in Connecticut. This is a long time ago. And this girl came, watched a comedy show, and I was talking to her before my set, and all the guys at the show. It was like, I was featuring, and the host and the guest spot guys were like, that girl is fucking hot, dude. She's so hot. And I was like, I know she's very attractive, but I can't get there because, like, she's just a little bit odd.
Yeah.
And we're not connected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah.
She had a lot of turquoise jewelry. Yeah. See, you fucking know. That is such a, now listener, if you're rocking some turquoise jewelry, I'm not saying you're exactly like this person.
But fuck someone who cares because... Oh, sorry, that's me.
Yikes. Turquoise leading with the hips.
Like a lot of turquoise.
Like leaning. Do you know what I mean? When they, it's like you're going to break in half if you stand like that. When their hips are forward. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I stand like that, dude. I think I have like, my posture is so like tilted. It's awful.
Oh,
I've been working
God.
On it.
Turquoise.
You let me know if I'm doing that, though.
Okay, I will.
But the guys were like, dude, just have sex with her. Like, she's into you. Like, just have sex with her. I was like,
yeah,
I really can't. I can't do that.
I tried, or I have tried. Like, every now and then I'll be like, yeah, I'm just going to just fuck to fuck. And it's usually only good, like, once or twice. And then the third time, it's like,
Yeah.
Get out. You know?
Yeah.
It's like,
No, for me, it's usually, it's like that the post-nut clarity is usually like when the sex is done, I'm like, please don't speak to me. Please.
I'm also like, dirty talk is so important to me. And I'm like, if you're not a good writer, we can't get along.
What's the worst dirty talk you've had?
Oh my God, that's a good question. No one's ever said anything weird to me. But sometimes it's, you know what really bothers me? This is a pet peeve of mine. When I can tell that it's like a stock line. And I feel that way in dirty talk, or if it's just flirting, it's like, I want to feel like you're actually talking to me organically. And like, let's have a real conversation. Like, if this is just a line you could say to a girl, I feel like we're disassociating and not even talking to each other. Does that make sense?
I was just going to say, I have stock lines.
In defense of stock lines.
But also, I think some people like that and think it's cute. I think for me, I just...
No.
I think it's cute.
No one... the thing about stock lines is when you're doing dirty talk, you have to be... I have a joke about this. You have to be in the moment. You have to be in a flow state. You need to be very zen. You can't be thinking about what you're going to say. It has to flow out of you organically. So if you have things that you've rehearsed that you feel good about and you like saying, I think that that's totally fine as long as you mean them
in
the moment.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I mean what I say, but I do have like... things that I like to say.
Everyone's asking if you like that.
And I've been with guys who have that too, but it's, yeah. But it's like, if you can tell someone doesn't mean it, or you can tell it's just like, and that hasn't really happened.
If you don't mean it, I'd rather you just be quiet.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah.
Just be quiet.
But you want someone to be like, mwah. Good girl, Madeline Wiener.
Yeah, what is good dirty talk? Because I feel like, actually, Emma Wellman
loves dirty talk.
And like practice.
Yes, she had.
Oh, her bit about that is amazing. Too.
Yeah.
The Craigslist.
I feel like I need to practice and I don't know. So let's hear it.
Me?
Yeah. What's good dirty talk?
Oh, shit. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my. Something I would say or something someone would say to me?
Both.
Or do you feel embarrassed?
I'm a little embarrassed.
It's embarrassing. Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
No, wait, are you also, sometimes I feel like people are like, I love dirty talk. And they don't talk. But then when I start
to
talk.
They dirty listen.
Exactly.
No, I talk.
Okay.
Ooh, I just remembered something someone said.
Okay, yeah, tell us. Not the ooh. Okay, tell
well,
us.
Well, we were, no, he.
You want
we
us to close our eyes?
I feel like it was like private and it's not my place to share. But
if
was,
you say it, he'll know it, Tim.
Yeah.
I would like to know off the
I'll tell you off. I'll tell you off mic.
We'll hear off mic. Can you give us a category?
Good, awesome, hot, good. Oh, fuck. No, I'm really trying to like, it's so weird because it involves another person. You know what I mean? That I don't want to like.
Yeah, for sure.
Share anybody's business. But
I think that's.
I know it's fair. Very, Maddie's very honorable on the podcast.
I love that.
I have absolutely no.
I say like you're doing like a good job.
No, I think that's kind of hot.
Okay.
Especially or like I say in like a very girl. Like, oh my, oh, good girl. Girls love good girl.
Okay.
People love
yeah, that's crazy.
Good girl and good boy. And I've heard for non-binary people, some people like good baby, but I'm not sure whether or not that's, I have a whole joke about this. I accidentally said good person in bed is what the joke, that's just a joke. That didn't actually happen.
Okay, I love that.
But all right, let's go over to Jess. That's my gay side. The bisexual talk, lesbians out there, I know you fuck real good. This is just a trend. It's not monolithic, okay? I know some of you have that power that I'm discussing, but this is just something that I have noticed in my very non-scientific survey of having sex with people.
Listener, spring has sprung, love is in the air, and that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day, and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex, take the 2-minute mattress quiz, and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it, and there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the #1 mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Jess, did you have gay sex this week?
It's Monday.
You can, honestly.
Oh, okay.
A yes. week?
You did? I had recently, yes.
Great.
Were you not expecting that?
No, because you said, oh, it's Monday. So I was like, fucked today?
No, I didn't fuck today. I fucked on Friday? Over the weekend.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
You
so
do
much.
Not have to discuss that, mm-hmm. only if you want to. Mm-hmm. What were we talking about before that we wanted to come back to? I felt like you got out of a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Last time you were here, you were like a long distance, very long relationship, right? That must have really sucked. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it did. It did suck. But I also am like, I am grateful and I am respectfully like, fuck you. Respectfully, with a lot of love, and I am grateful, but I am like, I was not as emotionally intelligent as I am. Well, I did a lot of work on myself in that relationship, and especially I am not like a very good at like owning my feelings and expressing them, and that relationship
taught me. I'm shocked by that.
Yeah, well, it was hard for me in intimate relationships because I would be so, I guess, codependent or like concerned that my concerns would eventually become too much or my needs would become too much.
I relate to that so hard.
So I was not good at like having needs in a relationship. Mm. And that past relationship taught me a lot about having needs and also taught me a lot about what it looks like when your needs are never centered.
Yeah.
And it's like a lot about what the other person wants and how the other person feels. And I think us air signs do this a lot because it's easy for us to disassociate. We can like live inside a relationship and also inside of our minds and be okay. and be like, it's fine. Cause like, I know what it is and it, that feels safe. And that relationship forced me to be like, to start saying my needs, and then seeing how they couldn't be met was hard, but like,
yeah,
like a huge growth thing. And also when I look at pictures of myself then and I see where, like, what I look like now, it's not even like, oh, I'm better looking. It's just I see myself now when I look at myself. Mm. And before, I felt like there was like the like a film over me. Like I couldn't get to where I needed to go because there was, I knew deep down that this person actually did not like who I was.
Wow. I felt that before.
Yeah.
I felt that on several occasions.
Yeah.
It's a horrible feeling.
Yeah. But, and I was like stuck with like, I don't think this person actually likes who I am. And I am still willing to work on the relationship. And
yeah.
I'm actually having a really hard time letting go, even though I know it's like, you don't fucking like me. Like sometimes there would be moments where I'd be like, you know, when you discuss like the issues that you have.
Yeah.
And there'd be moments where I'd be like, I understand what you're saying, but like, do you like me? Like I have ADHD. Like I'm going to sometimes like interrupt you mid sentence, especially because I love you and I'm excited what you're saying.
Yes.
And I'm instantly thinking about like this information dump I'm going to give you. Like I can temper that and I can hold that and I understand that's who I am, but I can't, like, there's not a lack of love because I'm unable to change that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Totally.
I don't know if this is your same experience with this, but like I relate to a lot of what you said, and then I find sometimes that it's like addictive when you're like, oh, I know the person that this person would like me to be, and it's almost a task I can accomplish of trying to become that person. Because if you really try to be yourself, it's like scary and open-ended and what I know. But if there's a perfect box for you to fill, it's like a fucked up fun mission to try
and
to be
there's
that.
Safety in understanding somebody. Like even though you're continuously disappointed or like feel unseen, I felt safe in being like, well, I know what it is.
Mm.
I know what it is versus having to be vulnerable and be seen more and more by someone. And then you're like more and more exposed. And then there's that chance at any moment, because it's life and that's consent. Like at any point, somebody can walk away and it feels better if that you can like villainize that person when they walk away, or you can be like, oh, I was never really myself. Like once they walk away and I was kind of in that. Yeah, it was a huge, 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 beautifully disgusting, painful lesson that I'm ultimately grateful for.
Sometimes you have to hit a form of rock bottom in order to make the changes to have a really super healthy relationship. I know that's been true for me.
Yeah.
But, man, I'm sorry you were going through it.
I am good. I'm really good. I would say, and that's why I say I'm grateful. Like, I look back on it and I'm like, thank God.
Can I ask you also to speak to your point, the addictive nature? For me, the addictive nature is like, oh, if we just fix this one thing. Mm. Oh, if we're
just... Oh, that was me totally.
Yeah.
That was me totally. And I'm like a wordsmith, right? So like we can talk our way through.
Yeah.
And even now that's been my lesson, is that like when I feel that need to like talk somebody into something, I'm like, no, because I know what this is and either you want it or you don't. And I'm going to like speak clearly on my feelings and like my needs. But yeah,
I feel like in my relationships, especially when I was in my closeted one, I was like, oh, if I just can wait, if I can just get through or make her feel comfortable enough to come out of the closet.
Yeah.
Then it'll be fine and we'll come out and it'll be great. And I don't think there's no, if you're in a relationship, of course, you're going to have things that you work on together or like moments of struggle.
Yeah.
But it should never feel like, if only this for the relationship to work. It should not. That is I don't believe in like categorical red flags, but that if it feels like you're always chasing some goal in a relationship, the relationship is not functioning.
Yeah. And the thing that really shook me were like my encounters after the breakup.
Yeah.
And then meeting people who I was really compatible with. I was like,
ooh, it could have been this whole time.
Yeah. Like I'm like, oh my God. I remember there was this one, woman that I was sleeping with, I literally said like, oh, I like explained why I had changed the subject. I was like, I don't have anything, blah, 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 and I'm just excited and like, blah, blah, blah. She was like, it's okay. Like, I know what you're talking about. And I was like,
I know. The interruption thing is, you said you're an Army brat, but where did you primarily grow up?
Florida.
Okay.
So ain't nobody supporting that in Florida.
I don't know what the interruption thing is like there, but I know in the North, like here in New York, we're constant. It's like a cultural thing. We constantly interrupt each other.
I also noticed the difference between Jewish people and like,
it's like, it is such
like
a
my
Jewish
mom
thing.
Is like Christian Midwest, and my dad is from a Jewish family, and whoever, you know, when we went to Thanksgiving at one or the other, it is like worlds different. And I'm very much on the like interrupting train, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah.
And if you're around people who don't do that, I feel rude. I feel like,
yes.
You know what I mean? I feel like I'm like walking through like a China shop.
Interrupting is almost a way to show that you're engaged
in
the culture that we're talking about. But in my relationships, it was a huge thing with this girl that I dated from the South.
Yeah.
It was like a really, I know it sounds like such a small thing, but we had such a difficult time. I like worked so hard on it. And I remember just like sitting like counting, being like, she has not spoken for a few seconds. And then I would come in and she'd be like, I wasn't fucking done. And I was like, God fucking damn it.
That's the
fuck,
other thing.
Yeah.
Fuck. If the other person isn't interrupting and cutting off too, then it's really easy to monopolize the conversation without meaning to.
Yeah. Right.
Because you're
you
like,
you have a different set of social views.
Well, it became a thing of like, oh, you don't find me interesting. And I was like, well, maybe. Maybe this is the eighth time that you've decided to circle the drain on an issue that's non-existent because you've gone off and upset yourself in the corner and I wasn't there.
Right, right.
I'm sorry.
But like, the point is neither one of us was correct, I don't think, with
exactly.
that particular issue. What was actually happening is that we couldn't communicate in other ways. And so I think what the interruption was actually about was that we were in very different life places with our careers and stuff like that and our sexual identity. She was like in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I think, you know, when I interrupted, it felt like a smush on her. On her.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like our neuroses come in. There's so much narrative. We build so many narratives back here that when we're in the fight and we're talking about interruptions, it's like a thousand other things.
Yeah.
I think ultimately for me, it was, I was so concerned about mood and like having to deal with like a bad mood. So I was always interrupting almost to like control the conversation and steer, like to make sure they didn't get upset, to make sure that like, oh, I can see that you're kind of like not agreeing with my opinion. So let me like interrupt and like shift us back on track. Cause there would be like mood switches that are normal, but for me were like, I always felt like, oh my God, I was just like having a simple conversation and now you're upset because you've been like, well, if that means this, then this means that, and that means this and that, but you know,
how we tell
ourselves
narratives.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It's really interesting though, because now that you're saying that, I'm like, oh, I might do that.
I might do that,
interrupting to keep the mood. And it's weird because it's easy to think that it comes from a place of like, I want this person to feel good and I don't want to go to a bad place. But it actually kind of ends up being like, at least for me, I'm like, oh, I think I sometimes out of fear don't have quite the space to like hold people's negative emotions, which like in a relationship,
right,
they need to be able to like talk about it. And like, I don't know, hearing you say that, I was like, oh, I've never heard that articulated, but I totally think I do that.
Absolutely. And it ends up being like you metabolize into what your worst fear is, which is like being an unsupportive partner or like being a selfish partner.
Well, you can be in a relationship where like, this is what I've learned with my main, I don't know what order these are coming out in, but like what I learned from her, well, the interruption thing is a great example. Like we were talking about it yesterday. I was like, every now and then I'll ask her, am I supporting you? Like, do you feel like good about like, is there anything I can change? She was like, no, not really. I was like, I'm the interruption thing I want to be better about. She was like, yeah, I know, but like you always circle back to what I was saying and I know you're just engaged. And I was like,
yeah, and then you're fucking choked.
What's that?
And then you're fucking choked. You're like,
right, because you're with a person that is actually
compatible
with you. And when you're not compatible with someone, then both of you start going down the lanes of your neuroses.
Mm.
One of you turns into your mom, the other one turns into their dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like you do become the worst version of yourself.
Yeah.
And then I don't know for you guys, but like when I turn into the worst version of myself in a relationship, I blame me. I don't blame the other person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And there's no point in really blaming anybody. You just got to get out of the relationship. But like, I'll put myself in a situation where I can be critical of myself.
After a breakup?
No, like in a relationship that's not working. Like what you were saying, you're almost like manifesting.
Yeah.
You're creating an environment for dysfunction and toxicity. Mm. And of course, the bad version of you is going to be the one that you fear the most, because that's the one that you were raised to fear. I don't know if this is making sense.
No, it's making sense. I became hypercritical of myself and started, I was like in going to therapy twice a week, and just felt like, well, I can therapize myself into a version of this, of the partner that this person wants. And in doing the therapy, I just became more and more myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
that's good therapy.
Yeah. And what eventually ended up happening was like the realization that like, it's not there for either of us.
Yeah. Thank you for being so vulnerable.
Of course.
That was a really good, intense. We're almost exactly at 15. That was a really good, intense.
Yeah.
Conversation.
I try.
Listener, one of the best ways to support this podcast is to come see me live, okay? It's a really great way to just support the whole team and everything that we do here. So get on my text list or my email list. It's international, both of them. AshleyGavin.com. Go sign up, and I'll literally text you when I'm in your area. So you don't have to hear all these plugs. You can skip right by them. Don't even worry about your city. Just get on one of those two things, and I will let you know, okay? Because there's a lot of cities coming, and I just remaking this announcement over and over again. We all think it's annoying. You do. I do. Get on the text list, you piece of shit.
Mood shift. Unless you've got something.
No, it's a mood shift. Matt is sharing corner this week is a bit of a mood shift.
All right, what's going on? Maddie, do you have gay sex this week?
I did not have gay sex this week.
Womp, shocker. Womp. Womp, womp. No soundboard today.
But I know there's a misleading stain on my skirt, but I did not have gay sex this week. This is from pizza.
Just some pizza.
I had this outfit for one day. There's already a pizza stain on it. Anyway.
I need pizza. I'm not starving.
There's a Joe's down the street.
Oh, okay.
We went to a Super Bowl party.
Oh, Maddie's Sharing Corner. Maddie's Sharing Corner.
We do need a little like graphic with a rainbow or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We did go to a Super Bowl party.
And the Rihanna halftime show.
Oof.
Huge.
When she lifted up her butt. Did you catch that?
No, where?
Rihanna lifted up her butt a little bit.
I watched it twice.
Woo!
Wait, like with her hands or like she got surgery?
She like, no. With her hand. She was like, her butt was facing camera, and she was like looking back, and then she kind of grabbed her butt and lifted it a little
bit. That's awesome.
She basically let us know that it's still good. Yeah. It's still good.
It was, I liked that
She's
part.
Maybe the most gorgeous woman who's, she's.
She affected Sunday school sales, so I know.
Yeah, we.
Wait, what?
Yeah, usually I'll sell like 100 tickets by Friday.
We were texting.
I was looking at the sales. I was like, why have we only sold 40 tickets?
Can I share the text?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were texting and I was like, I think maybe the Super Bowl. And you were like, there's no way that's it. And then I was like, Rihanna's the halftime show. And you're like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, and I was fully
oh, yeah. I fully was like, every time it wasn't Rihanna, AKA the game, I was like, what's all this? It's like, what is all this?
Who's opening for Rihanna right now?
Yeah, I literally was like, Eagles. What track is it? What is this?
Everyone left the Super Bowl party at the halftime.
Yeah, everyone left when Rihanna was done.
Literally everyone got up and walked out.
Yeah. I did not give a fuck. I left the person's house that I was watching. I was like, goodbye.
And it was a good game too.
Yeah,
I don't even like
football. I heard in the streets people in their houses shouting. I was like, wow, it seems intense. I saw what I needed to see.
But go on.
Sharing corner. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. So that was huge. And then I on Reddit, I was thinking about it the whole time and somebody posted it. The Tom Holland lip sync battle. Have we seen it?
No.
Have you seen it?
I have not.
Dude.
Should we live react?
God, can we?
Live react?
Because it's Tom Holland lip syncing. I don't want to say anything else. It's
incredible.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Put it on the table and we'll all watch it.
I'm so excited I get to see y'all's reactions to this.
Well, how thoughtful that you put your phone on airplane mode. I appreciate that.
Oh, I do it every time.
You are such an excellent co-host, and I'm going to take this time. Please go follow Maddie. Come on, guys. follow, sign up for their text alerts. You know, I don't know.
Thank you.
I don't know when they're coming to your town, but I know they've got an email set up for that, and they're doing some essays and things like that.
I have a zine on Substack. I decided that's the easiest thing to call it.
And go follow Jess as well, obviously.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay.
And what is your Instagram?
Embrace Mess.
Okay. Are you ready? Live reaction to Tom Holland lip sync battle, which I think a lot of people have probably seen because it really went so, so, so viral. But I'm curious if people are, I don't know where people are at with it. Okay. It was during promo for Spider-Man, which is for context. It's Zendaya did one. And then I think he goes and they're like battling each other.
They're battling. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
And so then this is Tom Holland's turn.
Okay. Is it Umbrella?
It's gotta be.
I have to admit, I still don't understand who Tom Holland is.
Queer people love Tom Holland.
Okay.
I think you're about to get a glimpse into that as to why.
Oh. I didn't realize that Tom Holland was so, like, I didn't know that he did drag.
Like, it's a kind of an amazing drag performance.
Yeah. Holy shit.
And he's like,
oh my God.
Seriously well-trained dancer.
Yeah. For people listening at home, he just rode the shit out of the umbrella between his legs. And he looks, oh my. I like, this is definitely like one of those things where I'm like, I don't know that I need to see this because I've like figured out my sexuality and stuff like that. So like, this is like a wrench in the gears that
isn't it really upsetting?
Well, this is why I think everybody's bi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'd have to get into that.
Are we capturing live Ashley Gavin's first attraction to
him? Oh, no, I'm not attracted. I'm like not attracted to him. But, like, the things that he's doing, I would love, like, a bi girl in my bedroom to do.
Really? I'm into it.
Wow.
I'm also into, where did Umbrella,
I feel like he lost a prop. Oh, no, he didn't. He's just doing, okay. Well, this is, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, it's almost over. It is an incredible finale.
Oh, okay.
I just feel like you need to see it.
No, for sure.
Sorry, I forgot we're on a podcast. I was hypnotized. I was like, I haven't been talking.
We'll edit it so that it's quick and just like the highlights. And I don't think that we can have Umbrella in it. So we're going to have to figure that out.
Whoa.
Isn't that wild?
That's incredible. Incredible.
So I watched that, not kidding, 5 times on the subway ride over here.
Whoa.
But what does
that
have to do with the Super Bowl party? Rihanna.
Yeah, Rihanna. And there's articles that were like, people thought Rihanna was going to bring out Tom Holland. And I was like, no, we didn't. Nobody thought that. But it would have been cool. That video is really important.
That is the equivalent of what's his face, Harry Styles, being like, this never happens to people like me. It's like, why would we think that she's going to bring out a white during Black History Month? And she's Rihanna.
Yeah, she doesn't need anyone else.
For
there.
7 years, we've been waiting for her to fart in our direction.
Yeah, yes.
That's what she was doing when she grabbed her ass.
And I was like, put it in my mouth.
Yeah, okay. Put fart Rihanna's in mouth. Not. Okay. Relax, Jess.
It's okay. Back on track.
No.
I'm done.
You can rant as much as you want.
I ranted.
Yeah.
That video, though, is such an important gender text, if you will.
Go on.
Is that like that's okay? I've said this in a previous episode, but like being a boy in a girl way and being a boy in a girl way, like that's very much like being a boy in a girl way, where I'm like, that's what I want to have. Like, I want to be like kind of ripped.
That's being a boy in a girl way.
I think so.
Go
where
on.
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? Where it's like he's ripped. He's tall. He's got the muscles. He's got like a masculine.
Yes, he's masculine. Yes,
figure. But he's in like a corset and he's dancing and it's like, that seems so fun to me. Like, that's what I want to do. I want to get fucking muscles, not big, but like lean, like a masculine body, but then do weird little femme shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
That video like reprogrammed my brain to like what gender is.
Well, it's an expression.
Yeah.
You can land wherever you want in the expression.
And that was weird to me too. That's like, oh, I can like want to be more masculine physically and also still want to be maybe even more femme presenting than I am right now. Like, it's like,
oh yeah.
That's why I was like, oh, maybe I'm not queer because I don't want to be like totally masculine. And it's like, no, there can be so many layers and mix and
matches. That's part of why it's hard to figure it out.
Yeah.
Especially when you have sexuality playing into it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was a great sharing corner.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you for sharing that with us.
My sharing corner is turning into a piece of media. I want to look like this.
We're going to create a vision board by the end of your time here.
I'm slowly creating a vision board.
Oh my God, Maddie, we have to have a vision board for you up on the wall.
That would be incredible.
Oh my God, Maddie's gender vision board.
That's so good.
Wouldn't
amazing.
That be so great?
Yeah.
Listeners, send things in. You don't read your DMs, right?
I try to. No, I will try to. Sorry, I'm
send
bad about it.
Send in things that we can print out and pin onto Maddie's vision board, and we can hang it here in the on the We're Having Gay Sex
That's
wall.
Really amazing. Cute.
That would be such a fun decoration.
Oh my gosh, I'll make one.
All right. Well, I think we're at time. That was a great episode. You are so funny. Your talent. Thank you for your vulnerability.
Of course.
Yeah.
Was it too much?
God, no.
Okay. That was amazing.
I have wept on this podcast.
Okay,
yes.
Great.
I had like my breakup on this podcast. Shit. I've talked about not talking to my mom for a while on this podcast. This is definitely like the listeners so appreciate any vulnerability because my philosophy, I don't know what people think this podcast is, but in addition to just being a funny comedy podcast where people can talk freely about sex, I think the thing that makes a podcast special is that I can't speak to everyone's experience. So I love having guests that are super open and super vulnerable because you're going to touch on something that I've never experienced before. And there are people at home listening that can identify with that. So I really appreciate it. All right. Should we do plugs? Guys, the tour is really big and I don't have time. So please just sign up for my text or email alert on my website. It is international and patreon.com/WHGS. It is the lifeblood of everything we do here. It is the most consistent, reliable thing to pay all of our employees, including Maddie. And patreon.com/WHGS. You get bonus episodes for a month. That's kind of nuts, dude.
Yeah.
Whoa. For a month?
That's like Sam's Club value.
We are the budget mall podcast. That's what we are. I couldn't find the words. All right. Anything you want to plug, Maddie?
I'm on Instagram and on YouTube, Maddie T. Wiener. And I have my little zine on Substack. There's a free or paid version, but
having a zine is gay. Like that's gayer than I am.
Yeah,
my
that
imposter
is.
Syndrome is
I was
gone
like, that's pretty gay.
Yeah, a zine.
It's really fun, and I really like it. And everything's in my Instagram bio.
You're 24, right?
I'm 24.
I feel like I need to say that for people because I don't think people realize how young you are. You really are wise beyond your years.
Do people not realize? Oh, I was going to say I have a tight little pussy, but thank you. That is so nice, too.
No, we found out from the whimpering from the men in your life.
Oh, my God.
And Jess, what are you working on? What do you want to plug?
I want to plug my monthly show at Union Hall. In Brooklyn. Every first Saturday of the month at 10 p.m.
I've done it. It's a great show.
Yeah, it's slumber party vibes. It's literally called slumber party. And follow my Instagram.
Embrace Mess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you guys. Have a good week. Thanks for listening, guys. Great episode, right? I knew you'd like it. Patreon.com/WHGS to get bonus episodes. Uncut, unfiltered episodes. We're doing 2 to 4 bonus episodes a month, depending on what your tier is. So it's good. It helps us. And then tour. You know the whole thing. Can you just sign up for my email alert? I know how many of you are going to see this. Some of you are not on it. Some of you are lying, okay? Some of you are lying and you're not on the text alert, and it would be really, really helpful to go to ashleygavin.com and sign up for either the email or the text alert. When I will text you when I'm in your city. Yada, yada. Okay, gay thought, and I definitely have one. Maddie, are you still here? Do you have any gay thoughts?
How did the etymology of gay go from happy?
Yeah. So I don't know. So I don't know if you heard that, but Alex just said something very funny. Alex is a very talented comedian. Pay him, patreon.com/WHGS. What is the etymology of gay meaning happy and then transforming into meaning banging one of your own, which is a phrase that I will now carry into the rest of my life. It almost felt like you're not a homophobic person at all. You're like one of the least homophobic people I've ever met in my entire life. But that felt like someone who is homophobic trying to avoid saying something homophobic. Oh, sure. Yeah. What's your homophobic gay thought? This is like a group gay thought.
Maybe homophobic gay thought, but this is just something that I genuinely pulled out of my notes app. I'll just read it verbatim.
being bisexual is weird because you have to be like, will men think it's hot that I'm gay?
And then you have to be like, oh no, lesbians are not going to think it's hot that I'm straight. I think it's hot. Bisexual, I think it's so hot that you're straight. Bisexual, you're straight, and I think it's hot. And I mean that sincerely. Don't cancel us.